Welcome to Sportsman of Colorado, Colorado's premier outdoor radio show, heard every Saturday afternoon on KLZ 560 with insights on hunting, fishing, archery, guns, and ammo from Colorado's top outfitters, featuring the industry's leading experts on how to enhance your experience in the great outdoors. Now, here's your host, Scott Whatley.
Good afternoon and welcome to Sportsman of Colorado. My name is Scott Whatley. We want to thank you so much for joining us. We are coming to you live from the Bighorn Sheep and Mountain Goat Hunter Seminar and Orientation being held at the Wildlife Experience Building here over here in the south part of Denver. And boy, I tell you, it is great to see people that have waited 25, 30, 40, and I believe I heard one gentleman waited 50 years to draw this tag. So there's about 300 of the very lucky people here at this seminar, because when you don't get to go out and do this like we do elk hunting or deer hunting, you need to be up on what to do. So it's a tremendous seminar, again, for education, orientation. They cover topics of like mountain goat research, goat identification and habitat, goat hunting techniques, trophy care, sheep identification, sheep hunting techniques. So a lot of things. So we're going to have a few surprise guests, meaning I do not know who they will be. We will grab some people from some different booths that are here. But a few of our good friends are here, and we are going to start today's show with our friends from Hunt Data. That's Lisa Thompson, Donnell Johnson. Ladies, how are you?
Really well.
Good, doing great. Dear. Thank you.
Great to have you guys. I tell you what, 30 booths here, your booth has been the busiest. So what are people so intrigued about the maps? I mean, one, we don't want to get lost, okay?
Right.
And you want something that's easy to use. So what are people's most surprised to find out when they look at your map?
Well, I had a lady just in about 30 minutes ago where she was taking harvest sites from prior years and plotting them on her own maps. And she walked into our booth. She goes, oh, you would have saved me so much time. So we have 20 years history for every unit. So we have those plotted by a certain character and color for each year so they can know where a ram was shot last year in the real specific area. And they can see that on a land use map so they can see if it's public or private land. So.
Okay. And it's really, you were showing me actually on maps where you guys have taken animals and you marked the kill spot.
Yes. Yes.
That's cool.
It's really cool. And then you take a picture, and so, I mean, historically, it's just a nice memory of where you took your animal, but also it's getting back in there to be able to get the meat out and all of that. So it's really specific. It takes you within 9 feet of where you dropped a pin.
Right. Were you talking on the maps, the
Things, and I should clarify, okay, because you've got several different – let's talk about that. All right, so we have the items that we've – always been talking about, really, the Colorado Hunting Unit maps. And again, they have statewide, and we'll talk about all the different things that they have. But this is something you can download easy to your iPad, your Garmin product, your iPhone, and all that. But then you've got some individual maps up here, so let's talk about those, Lisa.
Well, I think what I would want to share is that I've been talking to a lot of hunters, and we took it from the CP, Colorado Parks and Wildlife. And the kill sites from the last, I don't know, 10 or 15 years,
20.
Or 20 years, we have them plotted on the maps for them. A lot of times in the past, they've had to go down there and look through all these pages and find out where in their unit where the animals have been killed, and we have done that for them. And the hunters are really excited about that. And not only do they get a hard copy map, we can put it on a phone, and they have a digital copy. So when they're in the unit, they know where last year's goat or sheep was harvested, and they know where 2013 was and 2012 and 2011. So.
Wow. And then, you know, you can, we use the term drop a pin, like where your vehicle is.
Mm-hmm.
A lot of different things there just keep people safe, because we see it all the time where people get lost, and it's easy to get turned around.
Right.
I don't care
right.
how experienced you are.
Whether it's a snowstorm that comes in or whether it just gets dark and you get disoriented, but you can turn on the tracking so you can go back out the exact same way you came in. Or you can also say, I hated that way. I want to go a different way. But yeah.
Well, and even sharing the maps with your family that can't go and friends, letting them know where you're going to be. They can have the same map. They can have it loaded on their phone. They know where your camp is. Last year, I know there was a goat hunter that got in trouble, and we lost him and whatnot, but he was by himself, which we don't recommend, but he was. And they really didn't even know where he had started and ended. So I was talking to a guy this just a few minutes ago, and he's going, and I said, make sure your family members know where your camp's going to be, and they can have that too.
You're listening to Sportsman of Colorado. We are coming to you live from the Bighorn Sheep and Mountain Goat Hunter Seminar and Orientation. And we're going to try to catch a few of the hunters. They're coming in and out of different meetings, different seminars that they have here today. And so we're going to be trying to touch base with a few of them. But Donnell, you met one special lady.
Yeah, I met a young lady named Ellen, who was 80 years young, and she just drew her sheep tag. She had drawn a goat tag 20 years ago, and she said this was the last year. She was going to give it one more try, and I was so elated. I got my picture with her because I was her tenacity to stick with it all this time, and 80 years old, she's trying to figure out how she's going to get way up there, but she was really spry, and I was impressed with her enthusiasm.
Wow, 80 years old. That is something else. Now, have you guys been putting in for that all these years?
Yep.
I'm a bit bitter. I talked to a young man that's 14 who drew, and there's a young man that's 19 here, and a couple of years they've put in, and I'm sitting at over 22 years of putting in, and not like Ellen, who's put in for a long time, but then you talk to the guy that has put in for 49 years, so I'm not that bitter, but I just look forward
so
to hopefully.
So sheep is quite a bit different than elk, deer, and antelope. It's a weighted point system, so you have to get the 3 points before your name's thrown in the bucket, so to speak, and then you get weighted points, but basically it's a lottery at the end of the day. Once you've put in for your 3 years, you can be 14 years old and draw
the first time.
Yeah.
So you got to put in.
You got to put in.
You're not
going to
win if you don't play.
You got to put in to win.
Yeah.
You know, I drew a tag in New Mexico, and they gave one to an outfitter and one with a non. And I drew it, and it was the first time I put in. And I talked to a local that had put in for 28 years, a resident that had never drawn the area I did. And everybody was telling me how lucky I was, and I believe I was blessed by all means. But the people that were telling me, I'm like, well, did you put in? And they said, well, no. I said, well, you've got to at least apply to give yourself a chance. So, again, apply.
Now, are you finding most of these will be rifle hunters, or are there a lot of people that do archery with this as well?
It's a mix. The guy I just talked to drew a rifle tag, but he's going to do it with a bow for a goat. So, yeah. I mean, obviously,
You talk about making a difficult hunt way more difficult.
Exactly.
Wow.
Yeah. Yeah.
And I did mine with a rifle in 05 because that's what I drew. And I could have, in the end, could have shot mine with a bow because he came out on a ledge and I didn't know that. And he was only, 20 yards.
Wow.
Scared me to death, actually.
This segment is being brought to you by the Outdoorsman Attic. This is one of our great sponsors. And it's truly a great store for men and women alike. This is a consignment store. They were on South Broadway in Englewood, and now they've moved over to Sheridan at 2650 West Hamden. Their number is 303-781-3626. Great deals on previously owned outdoor gear for the fisherman, camper, hunter, hiker. Or you can make some money on your unused gear. And now they also have live bait. They just went down their basement the other day and saw them got their new tank in. So if you need some minnows, shiners, all that, they've got it there at the Outdoorsman Attic. They carry firearms. You can buy your licenses there. And always free cups of coffee. So go by and see Patty and Bill and tell them you heard about them on Sportsman of Colorado. Now, where can people find your maps when they don't get to come to things like this, because this is kind of a closed event for just those that drew.
Right.
So where are some places they can find your maps?
They can find us at Cabela's, Bass Pro, Gander Mountain, and we also can go online to huntdata.com, and you can buy there as well.
Okay.
And soon at the Sportsman's Warehouse, we'll be in there by hunting season also.
Oh, wow.
Within the next month, yeah. We're deploying Sportsman right now.
Well, look at you. Look at y'all. All right. That's Hunt Data. Check out their website, huntdata.com. We're going to be talking with Brad Haddix a little bit later, a lasting memory taxidermy, what to do after you make a kill, with an animal to really help your taxidermist out. We're going to be talking with him. We're going to be talking with Grant Gladson of One Shot Gear and about some products that they've got out. And hopefully this would work great. But if you have any questions, and maybe about goat or sheep hunting, and you want to call in, we will do our best to make this work. Always on live remotes, it's a little bit scary, but we will do our best. Our number is 303-477-5600. So now, what did you guys put in for this year?
Probably my exciting tag is bear. I'm going to try to get one with my bow. It's a rifle tag, but I'm going to try to get it with a bow. And I'm going to be a grandma, so I didn't apply for what I was going to
a
do.
Grandma
for elk.
Bear hunting.
Wow. Grandma bear hunting archery. No, so I've got over-the-counter for elk archery, so nothing exciting there. I've got a, yeah, that's about it. You have a cool antelope hunt.
I drew an antelope tag after 13 preference points, and I drew it this year, so.
Wow.
A good unit that I'm looking forward to going up and scouting, and those are fun. That you know, they're far out there and they run what 40 miles an hour. It's craziness.
Right. If this first time you've heard the ladies on the show, they have been a great friend of ours ever since we started, and really helped us out. Been great supporters for us, and they are both pro staffers with Mossy Oak, and then Lisa Thompson. She's a also a pro staffer with Cabela's, and Donnell is a pro staff with Bass Pro. So we're an equal opportunity employer.
Exactly.
All right.
And now we're both on the nocturnal.
Oh, that's right, the nocturnal. And that's one point to bring up. There's a few changes that are good for archery hunters.
That's right. We get to put lighted nocks on. We can actually put GoPros on our bows also this year. So you can't put your cell phone on the on your bow because you can have rangefinder capabilities, which is still illegal. So,
gotcha.
Yeah. So be careful with that. If you do a camera on your, it should be like a GoPro where there's no visual. So anyway,
the lighted nocks are real cool for archery hunters. I think they light up to 24 hours, is it?
Mm-hmm.
Maybe some are 40
yeah.
or something. But you, I think it'll be you'll be able to find your animal sooner and look for it longer.
Right.
Really excited that Colorado passed that.
Absolutely.
Right.
Again, you're listening to Sportsman of Colorado. We are coming to you live from the Bighorn Sheep and Mountain Goat Hunter Seminar and Orientation. We're going to take a short break, and when we come back, we're going to talk with Brad Haddix of A Lasting Memory Taxidermy. We'll be right back.
Tired of going into a gun shop after hearing an ad only to find they have only a few guns and no ammo? Get into the zone, the reloading zone. From handguns to ARs, the reloading zone has it all. Need to get your concealed carry permit? Reloading zone has a few openings this month. Call now 303-431-GUNS. That's 303-431-4867. Check out their website, thereloadingzone.com. Get into the zone. The Reloading Zone.
Hi, Dan Johnson, General Manager at Lynn Lyle Chevrolet. And if you're trying to sell your car or truck, be careful of online advertising. There's lots of scammers and criminals that make their living on the internet. Lynn Lyle Chevrolet will pay top dollar for your used vehicle in just 15 minutes, and the money is good. On the web at LynnLyleChevy.com.
In a flash from out of nowhere, your whole life can change forever. It happened so quickly, nobody saw it coming. Soon the medical bills will be arriving.
Will insurance cover your injuries? Does the other driver have assets? Should I sue?
It was his fault after all. After an accident, you need to call the law offices of FleshLaw.com. FleshLaw will never settle until you are fully compensated for your injuries. Call 303-806-8886. 303-806-8886. Get the money you need. FleshLaw. The trial-tested, trial-ready attorneys.
This is Red Merrill for Phoenix Weaponry. Phoenix Weaponry is a weapon manufacturer that services the firearm enthusiast. From precision ARs to suppressors, Phoenix Weaponry can make your dreams come true. Phoenix Weaponry is a full-service gun shop that offers gunsmithing, coating, and modifications to your own weapon. Phoenix Weaponry, family-owned and operated right here in Colorado. If you can dream it, Phoenix Weaponry can build it. Call today, 720-340-2496. Again, that's 720-340-2496. Or visit their website, phoenixweaponry.com. Mention Sportsman of Colorado and receive 10% off your custom-built weapon.
Dana Lash, 8 p.m. weeknights on KLZ 560.
Welcome back to Sportsman of Colorado. My name is Scott Watley. My Partner Red Merrill is up in Yellowstone with his grandkids, so we are flying solo today, and we are coming to you live. If you're just joining us, we are coming to you live from the Bighorn Sheep and Mountain Goat Hunter Seminar and Orientation. Met a lot of new, nice folks here, and a lot of people listen to our show, and we are going to try to grab some of those people that have waited 25, 30, 40, 50 years to draw this tag, and just talk to them. See how excited they are about drawing it. We've got two great friends at the booth now, and we're going to talk to Brad Haddix of A Lasting Memory Taxidermy. Brad, how are you, sir?
I'm doing good, Scott. How are you?
Good. Sorry to pull you away from a client over there, but I wanted to get you on real quick. So.
No worries.
So let's talk about a little bit. I mean, this is a lot different than elk and deer in most cases. You're going to be in a lot of different terrain.
Oh, yes.
For this. So what are some tips that you have from the taxidermy standpoint? How can we help you by getting that animal back in the best condition?
Well, the important part is, you know, the sheep and goat are early season hunts. You know, they start in August, so really warm, and got to be worried about the weather and your cape spoiling and things of that nature. So getting your animal right away, caping them out, and getting them cooled down is the most important part. I mean, if we don't have a cape to work with, we can't do anything for you.
Mm-hmm. And you know, looking at some of your mounts here, boy, it's hard to beat a life-size. Man, those are cool.
Well, and these animals deserve a life-size mount. I mean, shoulder mounts are beautiful, and, you know, it's pretty tough being able to afford a life-size mount. But there's funding programs out there, and I'm hooked up with trophy funding, and we got great opportunities. So if you're trying to decide whether you want to do life-size or shoulder mount, we can help you out on the funding aspect of it.
Now, what he means by that, that means you can make payments. That's
correct.
Cool. All right. So a little financing option going on, and you can get in touch with Brad for the details. But they're offering low monthly payments versus the bulk payments. Usually when you have taxidermy work done, you can easily upgrade to a more desired mount, 12 to 24 months in payment plans. You can buy it out any time and save, no application or documentation fees. So some pretty cool stuff. And this is something that's really, I've never heard of before, Brad.
It's something new. It's they've been in business for only 3 months, and they flew out to Colorado and visited a bunch of taxidermists. And, you know, he's like, well, I'd like to work with you. So I'm one of the only people in Colorado that they've been able to hook up with.
Right. And, you know, you talk about there are some other people here, and I'm not going to go into names, but you talk about other types of work. I mean, how can we look for a now again, we endorse you, okay?
Correct.
But when people are trying to choose a taxidermist, I mean, it's if we go in and look, what do we look for? Because as the trained eye,
right,
you know what to look for.
Right.
You know, most of the animals here look pretty good to me.
Sure.
But then when you point out some things, I'm going like, oh, yeah, I didn't
right.
even see that.
Yeah. There's a lot of great taxidermists here. That's what's cool about this orientation is you got some of your best taxidermists in the state here. You know, and it's an invite. It's not just paying you get in. So you're dealing with a lot of good taxidermists, and the quality's here. There's some not so, you know, quality's not quite there, but, you know, that comes with taxidermists throughout the country. A lot of things, it's in the eyes. It's the anatomy of an animal. You want it to look like it's supposed to out in nature. So if it's, you know, looked a little bug-eyed, or ears are kind of disproportionate or not symmetrical, there's a lot to it. And you just, you know, like when I explain something to you, you see it, then, oh, my gosh, yeah, I noticed that on this mount or something like that. There's a lot of good taxidermy out there. There's a lot of terrible taxidermy out there.
I mean, a lot.
Yes. Too much. Too much.
A Lasting Memory Taxidermy. Check out their website, alastingmemorytaxidermy.com. And what's the best phone number for you?
My number is 303-944-5003.
Okay.
944-5003.
Okay, good deal. And that's A Lasting Memory Taxidermy. You know, I mean, I think of people here that have waited, like one person, 50 years to draw this.
Right.
You don't want to skimp out on this end of it.
Okay? No.
I mean, right, Grant? Grant's here with One Shot Gear. Grant, chime in.
Absolutely. I mean, when you get the opportunity to do something like this and you're successful, you got to have something to remember to pass down to your kids and to remember the story and the hunt and the trial of that experience.
Yeah, you don't want to skimp out on a couple hundred bucks. Just, you know, just say, oh, well, I saved $200. Well, that's where your quality comes into play.
Absolutely.
And, you know, I get a lot of people that say, hey, you know, I got to save $200, but, you know, I'm not really happy with it. And or you get a life-size mount that you have an opportunity to get, but you're like, well, I don't quite have the money. Then you kick yourself in the butt for not doing it. You know,
right.
That's where that funding program comes through to help out quite a bit.
Absolutely.
You get what you pay for.
Oh, without a doubt.
Absolutely. And taxidermy is such an art. It's awesome to see
a skilled person can
yeah,
do.
Exactly, yeah, exactly, exactly. And your work, looking at the sheep and the lions you've done, it's very impressive. I've seen a lot of guys that don't even come close.
Thanks.
And
I
can tell. I mean, you definitely have a passion for it and make sure that you do all the important work, which is very valuable.
Right. Yep. Thank you.
All right, Brad. Well, I'll let you get back over and take care of your customers, but thanks so much for taking a few minutes and being with us today.
All right. Thanks, Scott. Appreciate it.
That's Brad Haddix.
Take it easy, Grant.
A Lasting Memory Taxidermy. And, again, check out his website. And I've been to the shop. He's actually, if my wife is listening, my deer should be finished in just a couple of weeks, he said. So we'll be fixed up there. And looking forward to getting that back. Grant, you guys have had a lot of people around the One Shot Gear booth. Talk about what's happening over there.
Yeah, it's been real busy. I mean, there's a lot of guys that got lucky, and I'm just dreaming about the day I'm the one with the sticker on my chest and the unit I drew. But, yeah, there's a lot of guys that are very excited. It's crazy how you get some guys that draw with almost no points, and then you get some people like you're talking about putting in 50 years, a lady that was 80 when she got her tag. That's awesome.
Wow.
That she's still going for it.
That's crazy. So you got a lot of product over at your booth. Let's talk about some of it. Let's talk about the optics you've got over there.
Absolutely. When you're up there hunting sheep and goat, you really got to pick it apart. You're not seeing the numbers you do when you're elk hunting or you're deer hunting, and you really have to be able to weed the sheep out and figure out where they are and if it's the legal size. You know, the difference between an Annie and a Billy is pretty subtle, so to be able to see that difference, the difference in the base and the curve of the horn and all that at very far distances, optics, it's very important to put the money into it.
Right.
You know, when you wait that long, you want to make sure that you know what you're shooting.
No kidding. And so, you know, let's talk about some of the brands you guys carry.
Yeah, so we're carrying the higher end brand. So we're focusing on Swarovski and Leica. We also have Zeiss, and those are all your spotting scopes, binoculars, range finders. We also do have Vortex. You know, top end glass is really important, but not everyone can afford top end glass. It can get expensive. Vortex, for what they put out and the warranty you get for it, it's an awesome deal. You know, so when you are looking for best bang for your buck, best bargain, those Vortex optics are about as good as it gets.
Right. And then, of course, we got the Sitka lineup that you guys are really the best in. And if Sitka makes it, you have it. That's what I say on our ad, and that's
yes,
true.
Sir.
And you've picked up recently another new line.
Yeah. So we got First Light on. They're a company out of Pocatello, Idaho. Their specialty is merino wool. They put out the best in the industry. The quality of theirs rivals. No one really comes close to the quality of their merino, especially in the hunting industry specifically. More durable. It will wick the moisture better. It will last longer. And a lot of times, at least relative to Sitka, it's cheaper too.
Mm-hmm.
So you're getting a better product for a little less.
Right.
They just came out with a new nylon pant that is sweeping the industry. Very high quality. First nylon pant with a camel pattern printed on it so far. And so they are really trailblazing. They're awesome guys. Good down-to-earth guys that put out some awesome products.
One Shot Gear, they're located at 4720 South Santa Fe Circle in Inglewood. Their number's 303-284-3828. You can check out their website, One Shot Gear, and that's with the number one, oneshotgear.com. And mention Sportsman of Colorado when you go in and see Grant and Alex, and promise you they'll take great care of you. Now, another thing I noticed, you know, a lot of companies are getting into this now, all the different health things. So I noticed you've got a few what we'll call fuel for the hunter. Let's talk about that a minute.
So we got on board with Mountain Ops this last winter, early winter. We got on with them. They're a company that just started out of Utah. They're, I don't think, much older than a year, maybe. They put out supplements, really high quality supplements. It's everything from a multivitamin to a whey protein. I personally use their pre-workout, and then which is called Yeti, and then I use their electrolyte, their rehydrate formula for it's called Enduro. And okay. So I use both of those, both for the training down here at lower elevation, quote unquote, and also when I'm going out into the field, I'll use it. It's essentially coffee, except you don't have to boil any water. You can just mix it in your water and go, or mix a little bit in your platypus or water bag that you're taking out and drinking it slowly all day. That way you stay hydrated. You know, when you're out there, you tend to drink less water. You tend to eat less food than you really need. Mm-hmm. So you have some issues with that, so it helps to have a little something to keep you going.
Grant Gladson is our guest with One Shot Gear. Again, go by and see them. This is a great store, a lot of great products. And, you know, here before our break, I can't think of anything in the hunting where you need a pack better than for this type of hunting.
Absolutely.
With goat and sheep, because you're not running back to the truck
nope.
in an hour.
No, okay? you're way up there.
So let's talk about some packs and what you guys carry.
So we specialize. We're the exclusive dealer for Cafaro International. They're a local company out of Wheat Ridge, so they're sewn here locally, Colorado made. You know, it's about as good as it gets. They are very high-end pack. Their frames are made to hold the weight like it should be on your hips with the right load lifter, so you're not getting the pressure building in your shoulders and your neck and all that. Aaron Snyder's a really great designer of the packs. He's actually going to be in our store Wednesday. We're having a seminar, 7 p.m. The first at our store. He will be coming in and talking about sheep and goat hunting tactics and gear and what is really involved when you get into that high country, the more rugged and extreme terrain that Colorado has to offer.
Okay.
You know, what to keep in mind. So it's a free seminar. We're giving a lot of products away there as well. And then, you know, we got some special deals going on for everyone that shows up.
Do people need to call you and let you know they're coming, or just?
It would help. We got an event going on Facebook. If you look up the number one space shot space gear on Facebook, you'll see us. You'll see the event. You'll see the details of the event, the description, all that, timing, the address of our store. If you could get on there and let us know there that you'll be attending, that would be awesome. That way we know how many people to expect, and so we're ready.
Okay, great. And that's 4720 South Santa Fe Circle, and the number is 303-284-3828. If you've got some questions, you can call and talk to Grant, but this will be this Wednesday at 7 p.m.
Yes, sir.
All right. Well, Grant, thanks for coming over. We got to take a short break. You're listening to Sportsman of Colorado. We are coming to you live from the Bighorn Sheep and Mountain Goat Hunter Seminar and Orientation. We'll be right back.
For over 30 years, Academy Roofing has been serving Colorado with great customer service. Let me tell you why I am so happy that I chose Academy Roofing. They were efficient, on time, and their cleanup was perfect after my roof was completed. As an A-plus member with the Better Business Bureau, Academy Roofing brings the knowledge and experience you need in a roofing contractor. Call now, 303-360-0708, or visit academyroofinginc.com. At Academy Roofing, your roof is our reputation. Academy Roofing is an official registered company of HaystackHelp.com.
Are you tired of not having a place to hunt or fish? Or maybe you just don't know where to even start to find your next outdoor adventure? This is Kevin Flesh for Colorado Outdoor Sports. Since 2001, Colorado Outdoor Sports has been providing outdoor opportunities to sportsmen with the benefits that only private land can offer. Colorado Outdoor Sports offers over 40,000 acres of private land. Kids under 16 hunt does and cows for free on club property. Call now, 303-460-0273. That's 303-460-0273. Mention Sportsman of Colorado and receive 50% off the initiation fee. Call now, 303-460-0273, or visit their website. Call now, 303-460-0273, or visit their website, ColoradoOutdoorsports.com.
This is Scott Watley for my friends at Rampart Firearms in Sedalia. This is a great store, family owned and operated. They buy, sell, trade, and consign firearms. You will find a great selection of new and pre-owned handguns, shotguns, and rifles. If you can't find the gun you want, Rampart Firearms will special order your gun at no extra cost. Found a gun on the internet? Rampart Firearms will do one firearm transfer and the background check for only $10 if you mention Sportsman of Colorado. Rampart Firearms, 720-468-0050. That's 720-468-0050. Located at Highway 66. In Santa Fe in Sedalia. Rampart Firearms opens 7 days a week. 720-468-0050.
Rush to Reason with John Rush. Weekday afternoons at 3 on KLZ 560.
We are back. You are listening to Sportsman of Colorado. My name is Scott Watley. We want to thank you so much for joining us. If you're just joining us, we are coming to you live from a kind of a private event. It is for those lucky 300 or 400 people that drew a sheep or mountain goat tag here in Colorado. This is a special seminar and orientation for those folks. And we've got a lot of vendors here and friends of our show. We've had Hunt Dad on, Grant with One Shot Gear, Brad Haddix with A Lasting Memory Taxidermy. And then we've been able to meet some new folks as well. And I've got Scott Limmer with me. And Scott is the president of Comanche Wilderness Outfitter. Scott, how are you, sir?
I'm good. How are you?
I'm good. So tell us about you a little bit and tell us about your business.
Yeah, well, I'm based out of Livermore, Colorado, up northwest of Fort Collins a bit. And we hunt several different sheep and goat units in the north central kind of part of the state. We outfit full time for deer, elk, antelope, and the sheep, goat, and moose stuff is always just something extra fun to do. These guys that draw these tough to draw tags, so we do a few of those. Oh, we do five or so sheep hunters a year, four or five moose, two, three goat hunters. So
wow,
yeah.
And then, do most of the people do archery or rifle, or is it a 50-50 deal now?
You know, for the sheep, there's certain areas that have archery seasons.
Mm-hmm.
But with a rifle tag, you can use a bow if you want to.
Right.
So it just kind of depends on who calls us. You know, we don't have any way of predicting those draws. We just book who gets in touch with us. And we talk to a lot of people before the draw and recommend areas. But, yeah, it's mostly rifle, but we'll get a couple bow hunters a year for sheep.
Right.
Yeah.
Now, notice on your card, it says that you have outfitting and guiding in Colorado, Kansas, and Mexico.
Yeah, I've done some desert sheep in old Mexico down in the Baja Peninsula, and then I do I guide for brown bears in Alaska in the springs.
Oh, wow.
Yeah.
I may have to talk to you about that.
Yeah.
I'd love to do that. Hopefully my wife is shopping right now and didn't hear that.
Yeah.
I would love to do that. This is Comanche Wilderness Outfitters, Scott Limmer. Their number is 970-223-5330. And if you want to get in touch with them, again, that number is 970-223-5330. Because it's good to do some homework.
Yeah.
Just in preparation before this. Because, I mean, a lot of people waited a lot of years to do this. And
yeah.
Then if you start looking now who you're going to hunt with, it's kind of stalls everything.
And I'll help them with advice before the draw about where to apply.
Okay.
Yeah.
Well, good. Well, Scott, thanks for stopping by a few minutes, and it's great to meet you. And, yeah, we'll talk about a bear hunt.
All right. Thanks, Scott. Bye-bye.
All right, thank you. All right. Now we've got a very special young lady that we've met that I have noticed has been smiling all morning here. And Hannah, how are you?
Good.
Good. So what did you draw?
I got an elk and a deer tag this year.
Elk and a deer tag. And how old are you?
I'm 11.
11. Do you know how many people here wishing they were you? How many? So, now how did you get into your, you know, beautiful young lady? You look real sporty because I think you played some sports and things, but how did you get into like hunting? Because, you know, let's be honest, some women don't like to shoot animals. So, how did you become to like hunting?
My dad.
Your dad. Well, see, that's my story too. My dad taught me. So, that's good. So how was it the first time? What did he do to take you out to where you really liked it?
We were just up hiking and stuff, and When I got my first rifle.
So what was your first rifle?
A 22.
That's a great one to start out with, absolutely. So now, if you get a big bull elk, will you put that head in your room?
Yeah.
Okay, I don't blame you. So, talk about a minute. Now, Father's Day was not too long ago, okay?
Mm-hmm.
That's pretty cool and pretty special for your dad to take the time to hunt with you and all that. What does that mean to you growing up to have your dad spend that kind of time with you?
It's cool.
Yeah, it really is cool. That's great. And then you got a deer tag, too?
Yeah.
Wow. Now, do you usually camp out when y'all hunt, or how do you
I've never been hunting before because I'm only 11, but my birthday is November 5th, and after November 5th, I'm going to start hunting.
Well, good. Well, good. Well, I'm excited for you, and as I told you earlier, when you get your picture with your animals, because I know you're going to be successful. I can tell you will not miss. I want you to send me your picture so we can put you on our bragging gallery at sportsmanofcolorado.com, okay?
Okay.
So now what do your other girlfriends say when they, do they go, oh, that's so cool you hunt, or, ooh, how could you stand to do that?
Both.
Oh, both? Okay.
A lot of my friends are really big dancers, Kayla and Lauren and Madison.
Oh, okay. Well, good. Now, you got a brother too, right?
Yes.
All right, because I saw him earlier.
And I have another sister.
Okay, so three of you. Dad, you got your hands full. Absolutely. Dad shaking his head, yes. And your brother, is he like to hunt too? And your other sister?
My sister, not that much, but my brother likes to hunt a lot.
Right. So what do you think it's going to be like when you're out there, and then if you're looking through a scope or whatever, and then you see the animal right there and you pull that trigger, what do you think that's going to feel like?
Awesome.
Awesome. You're right. It does. It does. Well, Hannah, thank you so much, and I'm glad you got the Dad, come around. We got some people that are going to be coming in a minute. Let's get Dad on here. And turn the microphone on here after he gets set up. And Alan, right? All right.
Yes.
So, Alan, it is cool. And, man, I commend you for spending time with your kids. And, you know, because, you know, it takes effort to do that when we work and do all the things we do. But, first of all, just really commend you for spending time with your children, because I'm telling you, man, they'll never forget it. Never.
Well, we're experiencing that already. We really spend a lot of time in the outdoors, camping, hiking, and fishing. And then now when the kids are getting older, I can't wait to take them on the hunting trips that I've done a lot over the years as well.
Right.
It's a dream come true.
Absolutely. And I noticed on the back of your shirt, Coach, and I think you went to coach a game a little while ago, right? Or you still have to do that?
No, we just did that. Yep. Played a baseball game, and I was here this morning, and I came back this afternoon for the sheep orientation.
Okay, great. And when you guys start getting to go out, how do you go about it as a father? Because, you know, there's so many parents that are afraid of guns. If the parent wasn't brought up with guns, they're afraid to introduce those to kids. So as a dad, how do you go about teaching your kids about firearms and that the firearms are okay? It's just a safety issue. So how do you go about teaching your kids?
Well, I think that's a very good point. Number one thing is safety, and that's what I've taught my kids, is every time we go out shooting to the gun range, is we go over the safety tips first and foremost. And one, teach them not to be afraid of it and understand the weapon. Even if they're never going to shoot or never going to hunt, mm-hmm. at least they know what's a wrong situation if they see a wrong situation and can deal with it and not be in the wrong position.
Right. So what led you to like hunting yourself?
Well, I grew up in Iowa, and I actively hunted small game with my father. I have four brothers and did a lot of small game hunting throughout my childhood. And then it was soon after high school I really got interested in big game hunting and started my trips to Colorado. And then soon I moved here about 3 years ago, but I've done a lot of big game hunting over the years, and it's been quite rewarding.
It's been cool. Well, good. Well, man, I wish you guys the best of luck, and Hannah, I can't wait to hear from you, and you call into the show and let us know. We'll get you back on and get your pictures on our website, okay?
Okay, thank
all
you.
All right, thank you so much. And Alan, thank you, and again, good dad.
Thank you.
commend you for that, sir.
Thank you.
All right. You're listening to Sportsman of Colorado. This segment was brought to you by Stack Optical. They're located at 3865 Cherry Creek Drive North. Let me tell you a little bit about Stack Optical. Alan Stack, first of all, they're really your neighborhood type optometrist, and they've been doing this over 47 years. And here's what they do. He's got the Stack Sport Pack. And this is where you can have your one frame of sunglasses, and then Alan will make you the different tints of lenses to go in there to fit your outdoor activities. So whether it's hunting, shooting, fishing, golfing, hiking, motorcycle riding, whatever, he can make you the different tints in there to really optimize your experience in the outdoors. And then if you're one that needs the optical correction, he can put that in exactly in the spot of the lens that you need it. So you're able to bring your firearm into the store or your bow, whatever the case may be, and Alan will fit you with these special custom glasses and lenses. And all you have to do is call 303-321-1578, and they will take great care of you. Just mention Sportsman of Colorado. $69 for an eye exam. And if you do the eye exam and you buy a pair of glasses, Alan will take $50 out of that $69 you spent and apply it toward your eyewear purchase. So go by and see Stack Optical, 3865 Cherry Creek Drive North in Denver. Again, their number is 303-321-1578. We're going to take a short break, and when we come back, we'll be back with more from the Bighorn Sheep and Mountain Goat Hunter Seminar and Orientation. We'll be right back.
If you're looking for a place you're always welcome, let me recommend Kiowa Creek Sporting Club. Hi, this is Scott Watley. Just 20 miles east of Denver, Kiowa Creek has it all. A professionally designed sporting clays course, archery range, and year-round dog training fields. Be sure and leave time to relax in the spacious clubhouse. For all Kiowa Creek Sporting Club has to offer, call 303-644-4627 or check out their website, kiowacreek.com. Mention Sportsman of Colorado, and with your one-year membership purchase, you'll receive 100 free sporting clays. Call 303-644-4627. That's 303-644-4627. Kiowa Creek Sporting Club is an official sponsor of Sportsman of Colorado.
If you want to save money on a new Chevrolet, you're making a big mistake if you don't shop Lynn Lyle Chevrolet. We have the lowest prices and the highest trade-in values. This month, we are offering 15% off most new Chevrolets. Lynn Lyle Chevrolet, I-225 in East Colfax, or on the web at LynnLyleChevy.com. Chevy, find new roads.
Hi, this is Scott Watley for my friends at One Shot Gear in Englewood. If you are a hunter, you know that after a full year of training, shooting, and planning, when the season rolls around, you are lucky to get one shot at a trophy. At One Shot Gear, they've got you covered with the largest selection of premium hunting gear in Colorado, like Blosser rifles, Sitka gear, and Night Force optics. The One Shot Gear team has the experience, so they can help you find exactly what you need for the hunt of a lifetime. When only the best will do, choose One Shot Gear, located at 4720 South Santa Fe Circle in Englewood. One Shot Gear is your premium hunting gear headquarters. Call 303-284-3828. That's 303-284-3828. If Sitka makes it, One Shot Gear has it. They're the largest stocking dealer in Colorado. Ask for Grant. Tell him Sportsman of Colorado sent you. Mention Sportsman of Colorado and today only receive 10% off of all clothing and boots. One Shot Gear is an official sponsor of Sportsman of Colorado.
In a flash from out of nowhere, your whole life can change forever. It happened so quickly, nobody saw it coming. Soon the medical bills will be arriving.
Will insurance cover your injuries? Does the other driver have assets? Should I sue?
It was his fault after all. After an accident, you need to call the law offices of FleshLaw.com. FleshLaw will never settle until you are fully compensated for your injuries. Call 303-806-8886. 303-806-8886. Get the money you need. FleshLaw, the trial-tested, trial-ready attorneys.
Rush to Reason with John Rush. Weekday afternoons at 3 on KLZ 560.
Welcome back to Sportsman of Colorado. My name is Scott Watley. We want to thank you so much for joining us today. Again, we are coming to you live from the Bighorn Sheep and Mountain Goat Hunter Seminar and Orientation. And the word I'm getting here from everybody, don't give up. Keep putting in. We've got people that have been putting in, I've heard one person, for 50 years. And so don't give up. There is hope. But a lot of folks here to help you. And I'm telling you, this is a terrific seminar to have because, again, because of the long time you have to wait, this may be the hunt of a lifetime. And so they want to make sure you're prepared. And so I tell you what, I'm going to pull a gentleman up here that just came over and sat down. So I'm looking at his name tag. All right, sir, how are you?
Good, how are you?
Good. Now, this is
Jamin. Yep, Jamin Grigg.
I thought it was Jamin. That's why I was looking. Jamin.
Right.
Okay.
Yeah, Jamin Grigg. I'm a biologist out of Salida.
Okay, now where are you from?
Originally, I'm from Durango, but yeah, I've lived in Colorado most of my life. I've been in Salida now for 6 years as the biologist there.
All right. So tell us a little bit of the whole purpose behind this seminar.
Yeah, this is basically just an opportunity for biologists and district wildlife managers, game wardens, to interact with folks who have sheep or mountain goat licenses and share information back and forth and then put on some seminars as well, kind of educational programs for folks to sit in on and listen to. And
right now, what are some, we probably don't have time to go through all of them, but what are just some common mistakes that people can make, because we don't get to do this much,
right?
I mean, it's kind of
right. Yeah.
And we won't designate just a bighorn sheep, okay?
So,
I mean,
sure,
just kind of generally out in the field, what are some tips that you can give us? Hey, hunting season's coming, whether it's archery, muzzle loading, rifle, here's a couple of tips for you.
Sure. Yeah, just be prepared and know your unit. You know, I would say the biggest mistake people make is showing up to the unit and not knowing the unit very well, not being familiar with the country or the roads and trails and where the wildlife are hanging out, or the areas you can find them. So just being prepared and you know, being ready for any type of weather, especially with these sheep and goat licenses. Oftentimes you're dealing with afternoon thunder showers and monsoon season and that sort of thing. So being prepared for that, and those are really the main things.
Jamin Grigg is our guest, Colorado Parks and Wildlife. I don't know if I mentioned that earlier, so I'll let you know who you're listening to. Jamin Grigg, again, Colorado Parks and Wildlife. And, you know, there's a lot of things with knowing the property of where what's private and public. And that's why our friends with Hunt Data help us with their map system. But it is up to you as a hunter to know that. You can't plead, "I didn't know."
That's right. Yeah, it is up to the hunter to know public land versus private land. And yeah, there's several good resources, GPS resources or mapping software resources that have become available the last few years that really help out with that.
Mm-hmm. Yep. Now, what are some, if people make a mistake out, let's say they shoot something, they misidentify mm-hmm. an animal.
Sure.
It's probably the hardest phone call to make.
Sure.
But we're better off letting you know.
Absolutely, yeah. It's always, you know, people make mistakes. Anybody who's hunted or fished for long enough has made a mistake at some point. And you know, those of us within Colorado Parks and Wildlife are certainly, we certainly recognize that, and mistakes happen. So, you know, just be honest and let us know what happened. And
it's just like parenting. Doesn't mean there won't be consequences, but it's not going to be near as bad.
Right, absolutely. Yep, absolutely. Yeah. You know, generally if folks turn themselves in and are honest about things, we recognize that and you know, generally as lenient as we can be in that situation, and certainly a better situation all the way around than you know, if you're caught without turning yourself in. So.
Absolutely. Well, thanks for making time. I know you guys are busy over here, but thanks for making time to come over for a few minutes.
You bet. Thanks a lot. I appreciate it.
All right. Thank you. All right. That's Jamin with Colorado Parks and Wildlife. I want to thank him for coming over. And to wrap up the show, got a couple of friends here. I'll let them get wired up for sound. And we have Jill and Sergio Alcazar. And if you look at our Facebook at all, you'll see us all trading back different posts, and as they are hunters themselves. So pretty cool event, you guys.
It's awesome.
It's been a great experience, extremely educational. If you have a tag, I mean, that's definitely a place to go and get educated so you don't get in trouble and you have a successful hunt. So thank you for the invitation. It's been very, very
good. Thank you.
Now, you guys just got back from a hunt, so Jill, tell us about that a little bit.
Well, it was an experience. We took our 13-year-old daughter, and she loved it. She actually checked out of social media for about 10 days, didn't want anything to do with it. She just loved being outside, seeing all the animals. We hunted with my husband. He shot a red stag, and she loved it. It was great. It was really, it was a good experience.
Now, Serge, you also do some hunts in different places around the world, so let's talk about that a minute and what you have available.
Yeah, we do. We have a lot of hunts available for small game and big game in Argentina, and this is about the best time to go. Right now it's their winter down there, as most of you guys know. We also have great hunts for waterfowl in the Pacific coast of Mexico for Pacific brant. We have hunts in Colorado for big game down in Canyon City, mountain lion, elk, basically all the big game animals, and Africa as well. So
okay,
we're pretty excited to offer that, and we just launched our new Facebook page as well.
So yesterday.
What is that Facebook page?
ALC Global Adventures.
ALC Global, Global Adventures.
Adventures, that's
okay.
Correct.
So be sure and check that out. And you guys kind of like everything to hunt, right? I mean, I know you do turkey, you do your elk, you do everything, so you kind of like it all.
Yes, I've been a hunter since I'm 5 years old with my dad and my grandpa, and I enjoy the outdoors just in general.
Now, do you do archery much, or are you mostly rifle?
I do archery, muzzleloader, rifle, but what I enjoy personally the most is rifle myself.
Yeah, yeah. Me too, and I mean, boy, archery's hard.
It is hard.
It's hard.
It's hard, yeah. And I can't imagine these people here that wait 30, 40, 50 years to draw a tag and then choose archery. Wow.
Yes, that would be a tough thing to do.
You have to get so close.
Yeah, absolutely.
Good challenge.
Yeah, absolutely, sure is. So now, when you have people that go over, and we were talking to a taxidermist here earlier, when you have people that go over and hunt with you, do you have partnerships already with some taxidermy people in that area, or do you like to send your trophies back and get the work done here? What do you personally prefer?
I have done it both ways. It really depends on the area. From Africa, I actually done the trophies down in Africa personally, mm-hmm. and it's worked very well. And for Argentina, for example, I've done it both ways. So it really depends on the clients, you know, whatever they prefer to do. We definitely can give them both choices. But
right.
Yeah.
Okay. Well, thank you guys so much and appreciate it. Always great to see you. And thank you guys for your friendship. And we'll get you back on a few more times to talk about some of these other places around the world that we can let the people here in Colorado know about. So that would be awesome.
Thank you so much.
All right.
It was a pleasure as always.
Check out sportsmanofcolorado.com. You're going to notice a tab on our website that says Resource Guide. And this is a 2015 resource guide, so it's good all year. And a lot of our sponsors in there with different coupons. And some of the things are what I call real life. We've got Handyman Connection, Lakewood Plumbing, American Painting Specialist. So, guys, look in there and find some coupons and maybe save you from doing the painting and hire a good company that will do you a great job. And then, of course, a lot of our outdoor friends, as I mentioned, Outdoorsman Attic, One Shot Gear, they're in there as well. And, again, the Outdoorsman Attic, go by their new location now. This is 2650 West Hamden in Sheridan. Their number is 303-781-3626. We are going to be doing a live show from there, I think the third week of July again, so we'll give you more information about that. Be sure and check out huntdata.com. Again, these folks put out a terrific product. You can get all the different maps for different species from turkey and elk. And they've got the Colorado Hunting Unit maps here, and they will easily download to your iPhone, Garmin products, iPad, and just a terrific product there as well. And then A Lasting Memory Taxidermy, just to finish up here in our last couple of minutes, again, they have a new product out that's called Trophy Funding, and this is actually where you can finance your taxidermy work. And so it may allow you to maybe do a few more animals. Maybe you want a life-size mount and just couldn't swing the price right now. This is a great product called Trophy Funding. And, again, that's with A Lasting Memory Taxidermy. And also, I tell you what, let me see how long I've got here. I want to get these folks on here. Ah, I'm just about out of time. And the young lady that we mentioned that was 80 years old is still in a seminar and is going to be getting out just literally seconds after we have to go off the air. So I am going to get their name and number and get them back on the show so we can talk to them, because we really want to get her on. She was very, very, very excited. So we want to thank you for joining us today. Again, we've been coming to you live from the Bighorn Sheep and Mountain Goat Hunter Seminar and Orientation. And if you want to know more about that, you got to get that tag. That's really how you get in the door here. And it is a great seminar. And we want to thank all of our friends, One Shot Gear, A Lasting Memory Taxidermy, Hunt Data, Stack Optical, Outdoors Manatic, and so many of our other great sponsors. So thank you for joining us today. Check out our website again, sportsmanofcolorado.com. And everyone have a great, safe day.
And opinions expressed on KLZ 560 are those of the speaker, commentators, hosts, their guests, and callers. They are not necessarily the views and opinions of Crawford Broadcasting or KLZ management, employees, associates, or advertisers. KLZ 560 is a Crawford Broadcasting God and Country station.